So then that raises the next question. Who are the ones who are candidates on for being for designing the well, right now it would come from different fields. A field close to WHO, and WHO to me is not the reference organization now because they belong to the UN, and I don't think the UN can handle this, so we're saying it has to be a global organization which is not dealing with the problems of the UN, which is primarily relation of problems of nations' conflicts. And because this is a matter of dealing with personal health, safety, and abilities, basically. And it doesn't seem that that fits with matching with what the problems of so-called nation security. So it seems that it has to be, I think, an organization which is seen as independent. So the question is, that's another question come up. If this is not in the UN, how identify? I think the EU, what they're attempting to do, would be a better track to go with. There are two moves that are taking place that look like a move towards getting global unity of some sort. The UN was something that has been established and now highly organized, and the EU is another. To have this as another world organization to get off the road, I prefer to see whether we can link with something that already exists so that we can move a little faster. Something where that group might have a common interest. I propose that we might go with the EU. But the EU is only Europe, but this would be a GU, it would be global unity. This is EU union with EU. This would be a global union. GU would be a global union, and EU is European Union. Well, that's a lot of nations, but when people go that far, you say, well, that could be expanded in the same context of reasons for moving on it. Why did they? And they've done a lot already. Licensing was established as EU, which is how many nations exist in the EU right now? I know quite a number of them anyway. Well, I know that, but they said, well, this is expand that licensing policy of the EU, this is, we should call it to GU, Global Union. And the key then would be in the Global Union would be probably identified with the bank, and we're not talking about money bank, we're talking about data info bank. And but one of the first questions that when I asked someone what question he might have, who I felt was the first person I asked, the person came from the U.S. and it might be something I could expect because of the orientation. It was who pays for this? Where the first question is, what do you have to pay for? That's one of the questions. I attempted to mention and say, well, who pays for the web? Well, you're going to have some funds to be able to get connected with the web. You'd have to have access to some computer, but whether you own the computer, whether or not, or is it going to be, who's going to pay for the computers. But now computers have become very low cost. They're just units of memory. And they have been very small packages, so the cost of them has become much less than before. So a global demand would exist for maintenance and restoration of health. Everyone has the potential of having a health problem, everybody on Earth. And they might perceive it, or it can be conceived, yes, I can have the problem. Or it can be something which they feel a small problem, which can be worsened. And of course, that stimulates interest. So we feel it's a field of global concern. It's the maintenance and restoration of health.